The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Now, we're doing something different for our Tuesday Tech Spot with Andy O'Donoghue today. And don't tell Michael Sheridan, but we're sort of going into his area of motoring a little bit, because I've asked Andy to come and join us at the Volvo store on Grafton Street, the Volvo XC40. We've decided to use it as a guinea pig, sitting into it, to have a look at all of the technology that is available on the dashboard and answer the question, how much of it would you actually use? Andy, how much is available? How much of it would you use?
Well, it's funny, Matt, that you say we're impinging on Michael Sheridan's territory, because that's the way cars are going. Because if you look at a car like this, and the XC40 uses this Volvo technology, the Sensus system, and that's this huge screen that looks like a tablet turned, like an iPad turned on its side. And you also notice there's no buttons, which I think is a brilliant feature. Has a home button, and with that we can navigate around and find all of the apps. And they really are apps. I mean, everything from phone to Bluetooth connectivity to Spotify to GPS to local searches. So if we're out driving and we're looking for an Indian restaurant, we can find one, have it displayed on the screen. What I love about this is that the technology that's used in this car is specifically designed, and even the safety features, are about city driving.
Yeah, well, sorry, the safety features is interesting, because I'm sure a lot of people, and this obviously just doesn't apply to this Volvo XC40 that we're in, but lots of the modern cars, cars that people might be thinking of buying in 2018, have this type of technology available to them. But is there a danger from a safety point of view that it becomes a distraction?
It's a great question, and Volvo are one of those companies who've done it differently. The vice president at Volvo in charge of safety is a lady called Malin Ekholm, and her team have analysed how people drive in cities. And so there are features on this car that we will see coming into the marketplace generally. Volvo have on this car, they have things like side traffic awareness, specifically for reversing out of spaces, so that the traffic, you get traffic avoidance beside you. It also has the helicopter cam, the 360 degree camera above us for parking. Also, it has fully autonomous parking, which I think is an incredible feature for city driving.
What does that mean, fully autonomous parking?
It means that the car will park itself. You find a parking space, and if it's too tight but just big enough, and if you're like me and it's a little bit tricky, it will park itself, and it will also take itself out of the space as well. So that kind of technology makes the commute easier. And don't forget, the commute is one of the most stressful drives. So I think the application of technology in that kind of environment is fantastic. And then, of course, we have things like Made in Sweden, the Harman Kardon sound system, and we have those very clever things. You're probably familiar with Find My Friend on your iPhone or your Android phone. Volvo have a system called Glimpse, so you can send your location if you're late for a meeting, and they can see where you are and
so
how
you
long you're going to be.
You can prove that you're telling the truth.
And you can prove that you did have to stop at the shop. So those kind of features are great. Then, of course, it's fully compatible with Apple CarPlay and Android for auto. So those kind of features make the driving experience. Part of it, Matt, is our reliance on our mobile phone. So your phone literally comes with you and almost personalises the car. And that's why I think it makes for safer driving experience.
Of course, this also allows you for hands-free phone calls, which, again, lots of cars these days actually do that for you. But go through some of the things. I mean, obviously, Spotify now is something that's available in a lot of cars. Not something that we'd encourage, because people should really be listening to the radio rather than actually listening to their music connection on Spotify. But let's go through. I mean, I'm in the driver's seat. You're actually in the passenger seat, which means that you actually have a little bit more time to start fiddling through all of these apps, as you put it.
Well, exactly. And I mean, people will be familiar with things like Yelp or a standard weather app, but tune in radio. So, of course, they can tune into Today FM at the touch of a button. This is also connected. This car has an internet connection. And this is a feature that Volvo are, they're going to start, I think, launching Volvo On Call in Ireland soon. And that's kind of like a concierge system for cars, which is very clever. But Park and Pay, which is a fantastic feature. And I know when that launches here, everyone will use it. That means find me a parking space and I pay directly for my car, because your credit card, of course, gets linked up to your mobile phone. And features like that, Yelp for the localized search that I was saying, but also the car status And how well the car is doing, both from an economy point of view and also a safety point of view. If anything goes wrong when you're driving, particularly in weather like we've been having over the last week, you want to know. And this is one of the cars who've put technology in to help you find out what's wrong.
Okay, just for those people who aren't going to be in a position to start going to buy a new car for 2018, is it possible now to upgrade your existing car with all sorts of new technology, be it built-in or be it add-ons that you put in?
It is, and I mean, we find this with people with older cars are starting to add things. Things like dash cams, you know, which we have, you know, there are so many cameras in this car and many new cars, but dash cams are an incredibly useful feature.
For insurance claims.
Exactly, particularly for insurance claims, and they constantly record, but also, you know, bringing GPS, good GPS to your car, and, you know, features like that are great, but also like incredibly useful things like car keys. Finding your car keys is one of those things that troubles many of us. And Tile have this lovely little Bluetooth device you stick on your car keys, and if you lose them, you can find them using your mobile phone. But believe it or not, there's a community find feature. So if you lose your keys, the whole Tile community can look for your keys.
Telematics, does that have to be built into the car when you get it, or can you add it in?
No, it doesn't. And you and I chatted about telematics in the context of insurance for young drivers recently. I would put telematics into every car. I think every car should have them. A car like this, because if you think something like the Volvo XC40 can talk to the service guys, it can tell the service guys how the car is performing, how well it's doing. But what if that could also talk to our insurance company and say, yeah, Matt Cooper's a great driver, and you know, we're going to reduce his insurance because he only drives in the daytime and he only does, you know, 100 miles a week. So I think telematics is a great idea, and many insurance companies are starting to give that option for young drivers. So the driving experience is getting better.
Okay, this is the future today already, isn't it?
Wireless charging as well, I meant to mention.
Yes.
Yeah, wireless charging, which I think is a fabulous feature.
Whoa, that is some feature. So literally, you just put your phone
down. Drop your
down
phone
on
in
top
there,
of it.
Matt.
It's like a plate that you put it down on top of.
Exactly. So now you have no excuse for your phone being flat or for being late.
There's always an excuse for being late. We better get legged back to Marconi House to be there for the rest of the programme. Andy O'Donoghue, thank you for joining us here on Grafton Street at the Volvo pop-up shop, where we've been sitting into the Volvo XC40.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.